Hello, my name is Jacob, and I spend a lot of time playing card games and video games with my friends and family, so stories and even poetry about gaming engage me. When I was younger, my parents bought me a DS for Christmas, and I couldn't put it down. That led to me becoming a gamer, and as a result, when I was writing some of my earlier material, a lot of my stories and poetry ended up revolving around gaming. This is a common experience for gamers because a lot of people depend on video games to talk to their friends and such, which makes us think about it a lot. The topic has actually informed the type of text I've used as well, as poetry seems best suited to gaming because nobody wants to hear random stories about gaming. The first text I've included in this anthology is Solitaire by Johnny. It is about Johnny's experience with the popular game Solitaire. He goes through a series of emotions because of the game and eventually wins. This just goes to show how invigorating gaming can be when you finally get the win. Solitaire by Johnny. Click, 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 drag and drop. Red, then black, then red again. King, queen, jack, 10, 9, 8. Oh wait, that's red. If only I had a 3. Click, 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 click. Almost have all the aces. Nothing good in my discard pile. Damn it, I think I have to restart. Oh, wait. Click, 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 click. Almost there. Solitaire by Johnny is a nice contradiction to the other poems in this collection because it's more intimate. The other poems are rather vague, whereas this reads almost like a story. The next poem is called Gamer Life by me, and it's about someone who's getting super mad at their game and decides to throw a bit of a fit. Gamer Life by me. The life of a gamer can be a bit bleak. If you don't pay attention, you most likely won't see, but it gets pretty dark if you take a peek. One might play for an hour and feel glee. First they're real happy because at the start there's no yapping, but then there's a loss and their leg's getting tappy. Then they explode and there's no more capping. Now that they're mad, they forgot what respect is, and the next person to speak will learn how to spare feels. I realize I need to change the way I live. I'm going to change and aspire to my ideals, at least until tomorrow when I'll repeat these ordeals. The next poem is Gamer Time by me, and it's about how overplaying video games can be really unhealthy for you. Gamer Time by me. I was a gamer, quite the geek. I was on that rise, then on that grind. I was not exactly at my peak. I was aware of the problem, I was not blind. I was able to stop, but just why would I? I was on the leaderboard, still not the top. Up I go, through these ranks I fly. Up and up, I'll never stop. Now I want to sleep, yet further still, at an unearthly time. One screen too deep, me deciding this should be a crime. I was a gamer, quite the geek. Gamer Time and Gamer Life are supposed to show the harsher side of gaming. This is generally what people reporting on gaming and stuff look at. They see toxic community and the large chunks of time being dedicated to gaming. I wanted to show the good, the bad, and the ugly in this anthology, so I decided to include these two. Life is a Video Game by Arnold Cooper is about how gamers should be left alone because there are a lot of other things that they can be doing that is destructive rather than just unproductive. Life is a Video Game by Arnold Cooper. Here's one for the gamers, dungeon dwellers, competitors, and casual players, whether they're at home or at a friend's, footballers, car racers, or dragon slayers. To the world that looks down on us, for those whose hobbies least appeal, just because they don't understand the reason or share the passion we feel. Gamers like achievements, each to their own, whether it's to vanquish the opposition, build or break their enemy's throne. Is that so different? Perhaps they spend a lot of time at home, but isn't playing online with their friends a little better than just sitting alone on one's phone? The world of gaming has evolved and adapted so much, it's common to see a mother aligning fruit or a child with a flapping duck. And is it such a bad thing if the players are actually having fun? It may not be making them better, but I can think of many worse things they could have done. They say games encourage violence, but these people are some of the kindest I've ever seen. Theft, killing, and street racing. Would it not be better if these things were only done behind a computer screen? For many, it's more than just a game and can lead to some desperation, but people need to know the limits and play in moderation. For some, it's to do things they wouldn't normally do or say on a daily basis. A couch potato, wanting to explore the world, avoid boredom, keep their mind from stasis. To feel the breeze of a challenge, drive a fast car or sword fight, maybe even do some parkour. Whether they want to skydive or skate over a hill, to be able to do something dangerous without having to sign a medical bill. We all have our reasons, some play casually while others play at event. E-gaming has become so popular, now hosting world tournaments and many gaming events. This is how we are, so please let us be. Our motives are like captured birds. We are just setting them free. Whether you want to be a princess or guardian of a banana tree, you can do whatever you want. Just follow your dream. People will always be different. This is just another subculture, like fans of a band. But we are gamers, and by this title, we proudly stand. Life as a video game is similar to My Life as an RPG, but it's different because this poem feels more like it's trying to stand up for gamers, whereas My Life as an RPG reads more like a personal story. Life as an RPG by Joshua Martini is about how big video games are in his life and how his life is modeled off video games to an extent. My Life as an RPG by Joshua Martini. My life is a video game. It all started with my parents. They decided to insert a coin into a slot and then press the button start. My life has many chapters and stages, like a game has levels that engages. I respawn with only one life in a mysterious new world, equipped with either a gun or a knife, or even a shield and a sword, but in reality, I don't have weapons. However, I still have many tools to spare, ranging from paper, pencil, or pen. I have more, but you probably don't care. Writing an essay is like a Call of Duty game, only armed with a pencil loaded with ammunition. I first list the date and my name, then I start writing with a loaded ambition. Wow, I'm on a kill streak, shooting down ideas. I'm calling in a care package. I'm doing hot. You should know that no one can stop me. I will end this round with a period. Boom, headshot. If I win or lose, it doesn't matter. Just look at who got the high score. My skills keep on getting better. You can't break me, I'm hardcore. We all strive to be the very best. We all know there is an end. We all try to eliminate the rest. We all still have fun making new friends. I'm like Master Chief. We both look good in green. Very cool and very strong. I'm like Sub-Zero. Chill, but not wise to mess with. I'm like Mario, who will keep pushing to find my Princess Peach. But in the end, I'm one amazing guy, born with a bunch of default skills. But before it's game over and die, my life will have a bunch of fun and thrills. It doesn't matter what console I play, if it's an Xbox, PlayStation, PC, or Wii. Life is the only game I play today. This poem is one of many examples of people who are heavily influenced by gaming. It draws a lot of connections to video games as well, which just goes to show how comforting and relatable video games are. 100 Miles Away and Still Vibing by me is a poem about how some of my closest friends live 100-something miles away, and so we play video games together because we can't hang out in person. 100 Miles Away and Still Vibing, by me. 100 miles is a long distance. You can't shout to a friend at 100 miles. You can't see a friend at 100 miles. You can't vibe with a friend 100 miles away. You can text at 100 miles, and you can call at 100 miles. You can even FaceTime and try, but you still can't vibe 100 miles away. So you can drive the 2 hours to see them, but you simply can't vibe with a friend 100 miles away. But then something came and saved the day. It's better than texting, better than phone calls, and better than FaceTime. It's gaming. Now you can slay zombies together, race cars at insane speeds. You could find treasure, maybe even travel around space. You can even do things you would do in real life. You could go kart racing. You can hunt the most exotic to the least exotic animals. But most importantly, you can do it all 1,000 miles away. This poem is basically my justification for why I play video games so often. It's supposed to show how gamers can come together when normally they wouldn't be able to, but the internet allows them to. The message of this anthology may seem confusing, because some of the poems had a negative message about gaming, while others were positive, but that's the point. Gaming is about all sorts of people coming together and bonding over their love for games. Not everyone will positively influence the community, and not everyone will be positively affected by gaming, but in general, gaming is a good thing that brings people together.